This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Breakfast with TT. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on Power 98.7.
It is 10 minutes before 7 on the Power Breakfast. All right, so let's turn to attention to a report that was carried this past Sunday by the City Press. So according to the report, the brazen fraud, theft, corruption and irregularities in the Northwest municipality, that's the Madibeng local municipality, have left the municipality almost on its knees. Apart from owing Eskom and the city of Tshwane millions of rand in debt, since 2018, the municipality has spent more than 7 million rand on forensic investigations to uncover widespread corruption, fraud, and irregular expenditure. Despite the shocking findings, several of the forensic reports are still, according to the report, gathering dust with no action taken against those identified of wrongdoing. Let's speak now to the executive mayor of the Madibeng local municipality, Mr. Douglas Maimane, who joins us on the line. Ramaimani, good morning to you, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners of Power FM.
All right, let me just, start by getting a response from your side in terms of what was contained in that report carried by the City Press over the weekend.
Let me begin by saying we received questions from City Press with the expectations that those questions would then be what will be reported. But unfortunately, we got questions and those questions were responded to. But what appeared on the news or on the report is something completely different from the questions that were forwarded to us to respond to. But anyway, besides that, what has been reported is also a truthful reflection of what transpired at a specific period our life as a municipal council. You shall remember that we were placed under administration before I became a mayor. We were under Section 1391B, and that was the period during which the said occurrences happened. And the administrators at the time took it upon themselves to institute investigations to unearth irregularities as reported. And the forensic report that was conducted, I forgot the name of the company, was able to bring a report before the administrator. And that report did not point to any official specifically to have been involved in this malfeasance. And over and above that,
but did the report confirm the malfeasance? If it did confirm the malfeasance, then what did it put that down to? Who did it hold responsible for this? Or how was it explained?
The report does not point to anybody. It simply picked up the irregularities and the fraud and all sorts of malfeasance that has been reported. And immediately thereafter, criminal cases were opened for the Hawks to take the process forward. Remember, we were also we're one of the municipalities that received investigations from the SIU. Was also given a task to investigate these irregularities. And let me report to you that we are still waiting for the Hawks and the SIU, even though I had personally initiated meetings with the SIU just to follow up on some of these cases that has been reported.
So then the money that has been spent, I quoted a figure as according to the report in the City Press of some 7 million rand on forensic investigations. Are you saying that despite those kind of monies being invested in these reports, that you are none the wiser and that no one has actually been held accountable for some of which is like really, as a newspaper reported, blatant and brazen fraud, where you had double payments being made to companies, where in some extreme cases you even had the company details and banking details of service providers being changed to those of individuals so that they benefited from money that should have gone to service providers. I mean, that is as blatant as it comes.
No, there are two distinct issues, Titi, we are dealing with here. There's a report that speaks to irregularities which deals with the transactions in which people paid DSTVs, all those
sorts
of things, okay. Games and so on. And the second matter is the issue you are speaking about, which is duplicate payments, where we have evidence of who is involved. That's a separate matter.
Fair.
We have suspended the former acting CFO, as matter stands, because we have evidence of irregularities in which he and companies, as we said, are involved. We have opened recently, this is a recent matter, we have opened a criminal case with the Hawks, and the Hawks are
against?
Against the affected people, companies, and the officials involved. This is a different case altogether, which the media did not report on, or was not on the city press. But this is information that I'm giving to you and the members of the public to know that we have opened a criminal case, and the Hawks are working on this cases, and we would receive progress. As matter stands, the former acting CFO is suspended. And we're also following on several other officials who are also implicated to ensure that such also receives the same punitive measure required and commensurate.
The allegations of corruption within the Madibeng municipalities, you know, go back maybe a decade, and they predate your term as mayor. Has there been any kind of progress in terms of fighting back? In fact, as you say, it looks as if now, because we're even, you're mentioning that there is the outcome of the Auditor General's report, which highlights certain malfeasance, and then there's that forensic reports that you yourself did, which point out, basically they are confirming one and the same thing, that corruption levels here is a major problem within this municipality. And is it any wonder that service delivery in your municipality has also been affected?
On the matter of service delivery, let me tell you that we are working hard to meet the needs of our people. We have a program called Tunsalaroli. We have visited almost 80% of our wards in the municipality, attending to all basic needs of service delivery, and also ensuring that our MIG expenditure is appropriately done. And as matter stand, we have completed several road projects in our community. So service delivery is being taken serious, and all programs towards achieving meeting the needs of our people are adhered to.
What about accountability, though? You know, one of the things the Auditor General points to is, for example, where you don't have guardrails in place, where you have the same person approving, you know, whose job is to approve payments, actually also making the payments. The person who authorizes actually also approves the payments and actually makes the payments himself. That these are irregularities, according to the Auditor General.
I must upfront agree with you that the irregularities continues to be a characteristic of our administration. But that, however, I must also indicate to you that we have recently appointed senior managers a month ago, seven of them, appointing also the audit chief executive, who will head our internal audit to ensure that early warning systems are there. And whenever such matters do occur, they are picked up earlier and action is taken. So we're dealing with that matter now.
When are you appointing a permanent city manager?
We are in court, if you remember, JT. We are the first municipality, I think, to advertise the post of a municipal manager. And unfortunately, things did not work out the way we planned them to. And we were taken to court by an aggrieved partner in the process. I mean, an aggrieved interviewee, and the process was put on hold. And since then, we are still in court. But lately, we have been informed that there seems to be a conclusion to the matter, and we'll go back to the public and readvertise an interview and appoint the appropriately qualified person to be our municipal manager.
Finally, before I release you, when would be a good time to come back to you to find out what has become of all the investigations that you say are underway, and where there will be people actually held accountable for? Because what I'm glad you are doing here is confirming all that was reported in the city press. When can we get accountability? When do heads roll?
Yes, we are under Section 1395, wherein the provincial government has brought a provincial executive representative, Mr. Zgidi, who is working closely with us. We have yesterday in the mayoral committee agreed that the PER and myself and the mayoral committee would meet with the audit chief executive and the acting municipal manager and the CFO, just to look into details as to way forward in respect to suspension and investigations.
But that's still to come. So it seems like all of this is reacting to what has been reported.
No. It's not a response to the media reports. It's in terms of our own program. Remember.
So it's just a coincidence that it comes after the report.
Yeah, it is a matter of coincidence. So I'm just saying to members of the public should know the work we are doing so that we are able to alleviate this problem in our municipality.
Mr. Maiman, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ndatu.
That's the executive mayor of the Madibeng local municipality. What do you make of that as a resident? Are you seeing the fruit of the action that he says has been taken to fix things there? Running late, but for the latest news, let's get to it. Here's Nosipho Hadebe.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.